1 Kings chapter 7. Solomon took 13 years to finish building his own palace. He built the Palace of the Forest of Lebanon, which is 150 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. There were four rows of cedar pillars and cedar beams set on the pillars. It was roofed with 45 cedar beams that were set on the pillars, 15 per row. There were three rows of windows set in groups of three. All the doors and posts were made square with beams and arranged in sets of three. He made a hall of pillars, 75 feet long and 45 feet wide. There was a porch in front of it with pillars and a canopy. He also built a throne room where he pronounced judgment. It was called the Hall of Justice. It was covered with cedar from floor to ceiling. His house where he was to live, in the other court, back of the hall, was of similar construction. Solomon also built a house similar to this hall for Pharaoh's daughter, whom he had married. All these were built with costly stones, chiseled to fit and sawed on all sides, even from the foundation unto the eaves, and from the outside to the great court. The foundation was made of large costly stones. Some stones were 15 feet long, and others 12 feet. Above the foundation were costly stones cut to fit, and cedar beams. Around the great court were three courses of chiseled stone, and a row of cedar beams, like the inner court of the temple of the Lord, with its front porch. King Solomon sent and brought Hiram from Tyre. He was a son of a widow from the tribe of Naphtali. His father was an artisan from Tyre, a skillful craftsman in bronze. Hiram was filled with wisdom, understanding, and skill in any work in bronze. He came to King Solomon and did all his assigned work. He fashioned two bronze pillars, each 27 feet high and 18 feet in circumference. He made two capitals of cast bronze to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of each capital was 7.5 feet. There were nets of lattice work and wreaths of chain works set for the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, 7 for each capital. On the pillars he made two rows of pomegranates on the lattice work to decorate the capitals that were upon the top of the pillars. He did the same for each capital. The capitals that were on top of the pillars in the porch were shaped like lilies, 6 feet tall. The capitals on top of the two pillars, right by the bulge besides the lattice work, had 200 pomegranates in rows around each of the capitals. He set up the pillars at the front porch of the temple. He set up the pillar on the south and named it Jason, he establishes. He set up the pillar on the north and named it Boaz, in him is strength. The top of the pillars were shaped like lilies. So the construction of the pillars were completed. Then Hiram made a large metal basin of 15 feet from rim to rim, and 7.5 feet high. Its circumference was 45 feet. Under its rim, there were two rows of decorative gourds, 6 gourds per foot, all the way around it, and were cast with it when the sea was cast. The sea stood on 12 oxen, 3 facing north, 3 facing west, 3 facing south, and 3 facing east. The sea was set on top of them, and all their backsides were set inward. It was 3 inches thick, and the rim was like the rim of a cup, like a lily blossom. It held 11,500 gallons. He also made 10 bronze portable stands, each 6 foot long, 6 feet wide, and 4.5 feet high. The stands were constructed of side panels framed with cross bracing. On the panels that were between the bracings were ornamental lions, oxen, and cherubim, and above and beneath the lions and oxen were decorative wreaths. Every stand had four bronze wheels with bronze axles, with four supports for a basin. The supports were cast with the wreaths on each side. The top of the stand was an opening projected 1.5 feet above the stand, and its opening was 2.25 feet across. Around its opening, there were carvings, and the panels were square, not round. The four wheels underneath the panels and the axles for the wheels were one piece with the stand. The stand wheels were 2.25 feet high. The wheels were shaped like chariot wheels with their axles, rims, spokes, and hubs, all made of cast metal. There were four supports at each of the four corners. The supports were also one piece with the stand itself. In the top of the stand, there was a rim about 9 inches high. The top of the stand had supports and panels, which were one piece with it. On the plates of its supports and on its panels, he carved cherubim, lions, and palm trees, wherever there was space, with wreaths all around. This is the way he made the 10 stands. All of them were cast in one mold, being made the same size and shape. Hiram made 10 basins of bronze, one for each stand. Each basin held 230 gallons and was 6 feet across. He set the stands, 5 on the south side of the temple and 5 on the north. He set the sea on the southeast corner of the temple. Hiram made pots, shovels, and bowls. So Hiram completed all the work that he had been assigned for King Solomon in the temple of the Lord. The two pillars and the two bowl-shaped capitals that were on the top of the pillars, the lattice work to cover the two bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, the 400 pomegranates for the two lattice works, 2 rows of pomegranates for each lattice work to cover the two bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars. 10 portable stands and their 10 basins, the sea and the 12 oxen under the sea. The pots, the shovels, and the bowls were made by Hiram for King Solomon for the temple of the Lord, and they were all of burnished bronze. The king had them cast in the Jordan River plain in clay molds between Sukkot and Zaratan. Solomon left all the vessels unweighed because there were so many of them. The weight of the bronze could not be determined. Solomon made all the vessels that were in the temple of the Lord, the golden altar, the gold table for the bread of the presence, the pure gold lampstands, 5 on the south side and 5 on the north, in front of the inner sanctuary, with the flowers, lamps, and tongs also of gold. The cups, the lamp snuffers, sprinkling bowls, and the fire pans were all pure gold. The hinges, both for the doors and the inner sanctuary, the most holy place, and for the doors of the main room of the temple, were also made of gold. So when King Solomon finished building the temple of the Lord, he brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, the silver, gold, and other articles, and put them in the treasuries of the temple of the Lord.